Okay. All right, Ruben. Can we have start off with our introductions for today's meeting? I'm Elaine, co-chair for membership. Jean Paul.
Hi there, JP Soto, council member.
Hi, everyone. Manuel Vasquez, council member.
Everyone, TJ Lee, council member. And I thought you mentioned that we needed four people for quorum because I don't
Yes.
actually, I'm not a member of this committee, so I don't think I count towards quorum.
PG does count towards quorum, correct?
Yes.
Do I? Really? Okay.
Yes.
The things you forget.
All right, Kira, council staff.
Can't touch gear, council staff.
Okay, anybody? Mark?
Mark Molnar, council staff.
I've seen somebody else join in who's coming in.
I believe that's
Looks like Erwin.
Erwin? Okay.
They have okay, yeah, come here.
Hi, Erin.
Yeah. Oh.
Thanks for joining. Who was that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
It was just background noise.
Oh, okay. I know. Excuse me, too. I have construction in my building, so if you start hearing hammering and sawing, apologize. So anyways, okay, we'll move on to review the agenda for today for September 11th.
All right, we have quite a few things on here today. First up, we'll go over the resource allocation, which Mark will do. Then we have quite a few people under notice of attendance to be sent. Then we do have one dismissal letter to be sent and the demographic report, which will take us to the end of the meeting.
Okay. So reviewing this, we all okay for the agenda for today, hearing no no's? Okay. Moving on to approve of the minutes for draft from last August.
I do notice one thing, which is really simple, but at the very top, PHIV, just, I think that was just a typo. It's supposed to be HIV.
Okay,
I will fix that.
All right, cool. Okay. Now that we've gone through the minutes from last month, moving to approve for the minutes. No no's. Okay. Anybody has any announcements today?
Just really quick, I'm joining and taking a break from some meetings here in Sacramento. So I just wanted to give a heads up. I wanted to make the meeting, but I'll probably have to step off for in about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining, though. Good luck in your meetings.
Thank you.
Any other announcements? Okay. And we don't have any public today. And then we have something for a resource allocation. Mark?
Yeah, it's just a minute. I actually have to sign on. I'm using a different laptop, so I have to sign on to my Adobe account. Hopefully I can remember my password for Adobe. Okay. Let's see. Please let that be the one. Yes. Okay. One moment. Just signing me in. I'm on vacation now because I love you all so very much.
What?
I've come before you to do resource allocation and just to see your happy, smiling faces, of course.
I like your shirt a lot, and you seem in vacation mode, Mark. Good for you.
I know, right?
Refreshed and excited.
Yes, absolutely true. Okay, I got it. Let me now share screen. Good. All right. Let me know if you see it.
It's
yeah.
Okay. Now we go.
So these are the resource allocation motions that have traveled their way through two committees so far. They were first generated in the Community Engagement Committee and approved, and then moved on to the Council Affairs Committee, which reviewed and approved, and have now moved on to the Membership Committee. The Membership Committee will take a look and vote. It'll have to be a roll call vote, of course, for each of these motions separately. And then whatever the Membership Committee determines will then go on to steering next Thursday, and then will appear before the council, the full council on the 22nd. So with no further ado, I'll actually start from the bottom this time, something a little bit different from the past committees, with the most likely scenario, which is decreased funding. So the motion on the floor does not need to be moved or seconded because it's coming from committee, is in the event of decreased funding for the first 10% of reductions, allocation for services that are covered under California's Essential Health Benefits Package, which are noted below, I'll read them through, will be reduced proportionally. Those services specifically noted beneath are primary medical care, mental health services, pharmaceuticals, which we currently actually do not fund through Reinhardt Part A, medical case management, and substance use abuse counseling, and dental / oral health. If further reduced allocation is required beyond 10%, reductions will occur proportionally across all service categories. So to explain this, the logic behind this motion is that if there is a reduction, the service categories that will be reduced first up to 10% of up to a 10% reduction will be those services that specifically can get alternative funding through other funding sources, which is specifically why they are noted here, and they're specifically the ones that are within California's EHP, Essential Health Benefits Package. Again, that logic is touch them first because they will be able to find other ways of remuneration. However, if the decrease is over 10%, the logic being that we want to share the pain across all service categories proportionately. So that's the motion on the floor. It's a bit of a complex motion. Discussion is now open for this motion.
It doesn't look very complex the previous years.
No, it's a complex motion, but it's not complex as far as like it should be familiar to you all. I feel like I've re-explained this motion probably about 5 years in a row now. All right. So is there any further discussion? No? Then we will go ahead and do a roll call vote. We'll get through this one quickly.
Sorry, Mark, before we do roll call, can I tell Kira that I'm present to add me in, Gorham?
Hi, Ron.
Sorry, I'm late. I'm in the middle moving, so you can add me in. I'm present to vote, so you go ahead and lead, Elaine. Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome, sweetie.
So we will start with you, Ron. Ron Hernandez.
Yes, I vote yes.
Manuel Vasquez.
Yes.
JP Soto. Sorry, was that a yes? I couldn't tell. Okay, Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Erwin Barrios.
Yes.
TJ Lee Miyake.
Yes.
And Thomas Noble.
Yes.
And welcome, Thomas, as well. All right, so going
sorry, up. Mark, can I interrupt for just a second? I'm at a meeting with the City Clinic folks. Do I just want to make sure you all had quorum, and it looks like you do. So any reason I should try to stick around, or should I pop out?
It's up to you, but there's no, if you're trying to help us establish quorum, that was already established, so.
Perfect, all right.
I appreciate you doing that.
You good know. To see all you, right. Thomas.
No worries, take care, thanks all.
All right, moving upwards to flat funding, which is statistically improbable. If funding remains at the current level, service category resource allocation will remain level across all categories. This is a really straightforward motion. I don't think I even really need to explain it. Any discussion? No? All right, let's just go to another roll call vote here. JP Soto. Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Manuel Vasquez.
Yes.
Erwin Barrios.
Yes. No.
TJ Lee Miyake.
Yes.
And Ron Hernandez.
Yes.
All right, moving right along to our last scenario, the somewhat unlikely, but it has happened, scenario of increased funding. If increased funding occurs, service category resource allocation will be increased proportionally across all service categories not covered under California's Essential Health Benefits Package. This is also this also was generated with the logic that parallels the decreased funding scenario. So again, the logic being that we are proportionately increasing those categories that actually cannot have access to other funding streams. So with that said, other funding things, streams that are parallel to the Essential Health Benefits Package funding streams that the footnoted service categories below can. Okay. With that said, the motion is on the floor. It's open for discussion. Okay. Well, moving right along. And note that Robert Arnold has joined us. Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Erwin Barrios. Ron Hernandez.
You're muted, Ron.
Yeah.
Is that a yes?
That's a yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
Okay. TJ Lee Miyake?
Yes.
Manuel Vasquez?
Yes.
And Robert Arnold? And Robert Arnold.
Oh, hi. Sorry. sorry, my meeting ran over. I'm just trying to read. Are we just voting on this right in front of us?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We're voting for the top one. We already voted for the other two, so you're voting on increase. Unlikely, but it has happened. Yes. Okay, then we are now complete. Thank you all for your participation in the resource allocation conversation. Like I mentioned before, we'll go to steering and then to full council. I'll stop share. But I'm going to stick around for a little bit. Maybe not the entire meeting, but maybe. Who knows?
I think JP just put an announcement that he said yes. Couldn't. So his vote was yes.
Yeah, I saw him mouth yes, even though I didn't actually hear it. So I took that as a yes.
Yeah. Okay. So are we, we're done. Okay. All right, moving on to, I just want to let you guys know before Mark leaves and all that stuff. Yesterday I was at the Pacific Dentistry School. And I just saw everything, how everything's run, and it's much better than what we had going on here in Marinside. And met two really wonderful people that would happen to be talking about some of the services that we fund for Ryan White. and wanted to get a little bit of input with them. And they're most likely, and hopefully they sound really excited, will participate in our next full council meeting, which is on the 22nd. So we'll be looking forward to seeing them there and sharing maybe possibly applicants.
So were these San Francisco folks?
Yes, they are. They both
excellent.
Live.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much, Elaine, for doing that outreach. We do have copies of our applications on hand. Of course, they can also just connect with me directly, and I can email it to them. That's fantastic. I hope they are interested.
Yeah.
Do you know if they were consumers? Because that's particularly consumers. What we need.
They will be consumers. Yeah. That one guy's name is Victor. His partner is blind with HIV, so he was there with them. And then another guy who actually sits on a council for, if I'm correct, something that do with, what is it, the Ward 49, what is it called?
Ward 86?
Yeah, Ward 86, I'm sorry. So he's part of other kind of services that he does as a council. Didn't actually get what kind of council is, but he was very enthusiastic of wanting to show up and see and participate in advocating for some of our services here. So it'll be great to see him there at the council.
It would be. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. So let's move along to the next, which is the council member attendance report and application vote. So we have to review a prospect member of the application?
No, it's just the council member attendance report. And so I can take this. We do have a couple of people under notice of attendance to be sent. And so the first person we have is actually Robert Arnold, who feels a little funny to talk about you while you're here. But Robert did have two unexcused absences. And so that is why he is under this notice of attendance to be sent. The next person we have is Bill Bloom. And Bill also had two unexcused absences. The next person is Franco Chevalier. And Franco actually had two unexcused absences, but did communicate to us that he needs reminders day of. So we've kind of worked out something for him, so hopefully to avoid this happening in the future. Then we have Jesus Guillen, who has had four unexcused absences. And then we have Charles Cerrone with two unexcused absences. But funny enough, he actually needed his contact information updated. So hopefully moving forward, this also will not happen. And then we have Richard Sullivan, who had two unexcused absences. But we have been communicating with him, and he has been communicating with council staff. So we're hoping that this also improves. Any discussion regarding any of these people under notice of attendance?
Kira, is it possible to ask Charles Cerrone or Ed Richard if he wanted a leave of absence?
Yes, it is possible. And I believe for Richard, we have offered it. But they have been very adamant on staying on the council. And so hopefully it sounds, we did have a conversation with them. So it sounds like both Charles and Richard will be at least trying to return to the council.
Okay. Yeah. You spoke with them. That's great.
Just hope everything is okay with them. It doesn't sound like both of them, you know, they've always been strong members of. So I'm just hoping they're okay. I do have a question about Bill, though.
I can mention Charles. Charles literally changed his number, but I guess didn't realize the number itself. It's changed his phone, didn't realize the number had changed. And so he is a person who has received regular reminder phone calls from Kat, and so was not receiving those. So it's almost just like a technical issue.
Right. Okay. And I had a question about Bill. I mean, I've seen him in full council for the last 2 months as he's been. He was there on last meeting, or I don't know.
He still has a home committee meetings to attend. And so They are unexcused absences. So those are just absences that he didn't show up to the meetings and didn't let us know beforehand.
Got it.
Of course. And I do want to note or highlight that the notice of attendance is kind of the first step under our non-compliance policy for our attendance policy. And so really, this is just a letter of warning. And it's really what it sounds like, just an email letting folks under this section know that they need to really work on their attendance in order to avoid going into any further non-compliance.
Right.
Any other questions or discussions around this?
Can you remind me, Kira, this goes back how long?
Like, so these, we're looking here at the past 3 months.
Okay.
So that would be
June, July, and August.
There you go. Thanks, Kat.
Okay. All right. I don't have a problem with anybody. I do have a concern about one council member that I would like to bring up because they're impacting our committee for quorum.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, Jesus has not made... he's made one meeting since January. We had a March meeting canceled, and then he's been absent for seven of the eight meetings for our committee. So, and then I just kind of looked through the minutes, and like, he's over the last year, he's really not been here. Even if he's using excused absences, if you're using that many excused absences, like 3 months in a row, you should be on leave.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like, you know, we need to watch this but I'm just kind of like really disappointed because he really wanted to get back on the planning council. This is his third time. He knows the attendance rules. So.
Right. You got every right to feel that way, TJ. That was going to be the next question about him as well. Has anybody reached out to him? Do me and Ronnie to reach out to him to figure out what's going on?
Yeah, so council staff does reach out to all of our members, including Jesus. And Jesus has been good about keeping in contact with us. And so the last we actually heard from him was last month during full council to let us know that he wouldn't be able to attend full council. And so the way our attendance policy kind of works is there are three steps. So the first one would be a letter or a notice of attendance, which is a letter of warning. And then the next step, if that doesn't improve, would be probation. And then once that doesn't improve, then it would lead to the third step, which is automatic removal. But I do want to note that there is an exception for people living with HIV that are council members. They have an unlimited number of excused absences if they are dealing with any, you know, health issues relating to their HIV diagnoses.
Okay.
As far as the offer to reach out to him from committee co-chairs, I think that's more than welcome. As Kira has mentioned, council staff have actually been reaching out to him. That includes me as well. You know, eventually we may see because you all won't be a part of it. There may be a conversation between me and Jesus around, is this now a good time for you to be a part of the council? I've had those conversations with other council members who were consumers and were using excused absences for like the entirety of, in one case, almost 2 years. And so they did eventually leave after that. It can be tough for folks, in particular community members, to actually just sort of make that switch. That's why you might be seeing a name reappear from month after month after month until actual removal. But I do think encouragement from other community members, particularly community members who were leadership like Elaine and Ron, would be great. So I don't know if you have Jesus's contact information, but I'd ask that Kat just send that along to you both. And then we'll see. Obviously, there's two paths to someone leaving the council. There's they can decide on their own, which, of course, as I mentioned, a couple people have decided after a conversation with me, a bit begrudgingly, but they understood, like, you're not showing up, so why not just rejoin when you can? Or, of course, through our automatic removal process. And with Jesus's name under the letter of warning, he is in that process.
Yeah. It would be great, Kat, if you can actually send me his phone number, and I can maybe try to just see, you know, what's going on, you know, if he is unhappy and if he does want to be excused from the council. I mean, if we can reach out and try to just, you know, make it better for him. I don't know. Just, it would be nice to just reach out to him and, you know,
Absolutely. I'll send that over to you shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And I do want to mention that once we see attendance sort of be affected, we do outright offer council members if they want to take a leave of absence. So they are aware that that is an option for them. We just can't force anyone to take a leave of absence, unfortunately.
Right.
Or fortunately.
I mean, sometimes I just think that maybe, you know, from hearing from co-chairs, no matter what committee, or even the full, it'd just be good for the, like, sometimes the co-chairs to reach out to them just to let them know that, you know, we're here for them, we care for them, and that we really don't want to see anybody go or lose the fact of not being able to participate any longer. So it's really, we'd just like to get to know that we can reach out to them and also say that we care for you. What's going on? That's it.
Yeah.
Ron?
I appreciate all that. I just was hoping that maybe the co-chairs of this committee could take a look at his full attendance from January on for both full council and committee. It shows a real huge pattern. And I went back as far as last June, and there's an excessive pattern, like that he's either absent for more meetings than he's present. You know, it's less than 50% when I'm looking at numbers. So
Mark,
you need to be in the room to have a voice. I'm HIV positive too. I appreciate it that we get excused an additional excused absence.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that this might not be the time for him to be on this committee. And
right.
You know, so that's all.
Yeah. TJ, your opinion is very recommended here for me because you've been here longer, you know, my brother and stuff. So I really, and you know everything too, so. Of course, take that at heart, and we'll look into it really more for you, okay?
Thank you. I don't know everything. That's why Mark's here.
Wow, you know. Well, Mark there too. Yeah, we'll include Mark. Mark, speak, Mark, Mark.
So, question, Mark, or everyone out there.
What's up, man?
No, I was just, to what extent are the co-chairs, what extent is your responsibility to approach individuals? I'm kind of like saying, well, you know, I want to do it in a passive way because staff is taking care of that, doing all the letters, the warnings, and everything like that. But when do we step in as co-chairs, or is that in our job description that we would have the duty to step in and either reprimand or encourage the person to come back? What powers do we have?
Thank you. That's a very good question. You know, there are no responsibilities for the committee co-chairs to reprimand. You know, there's certainly no responsibilities for the co-chairs to make any demands. There's no responsibility even for committee members. I mean, definitely appreciate that. It sounds like quite extensive research that TJ has done on Jesus. Certainly sounds like it was time consuming, but none of these things are mandated by any means. So you all can do as you see fit. I encourage, though, leadership to, you know, act as leaders in some ways by connecting with them and to do like you can deliver a message that's both straightforward and allows for both options, like straightforward as far as like just saying, it looks like you're out of compliance. Is there anything going on? And also, like, you can mention that you'd love to see him back on the council, and you could also mention that, like, maybe now's not the time. You can do both of those things. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to feel like you're going into this conversation as if, like, you're trying to make sure he stays on the council, nor do you have to go into the conversation with the feeling that, like, you are trying to get him off of the council. All you're doing is you're acting as community partners in your leadership role as committee co-chairs. You're just basically like just considered like checking in on a friend, and you wouldn't want with a friend to like try to force them in either direction, like stay, you need to stay. What if they're going through stuff, or leave, you know, because what if they're going through stuff? should be their own decision, but you can feel free to bring up both options for sure. And probably should. But again, there's no, I don't think there's any particular responsibilities you have. It's just a great display of leadership if you do this.
Well, thank you, Mark. You know, a few years ago, I remember you guys made out a contact list, all the members, phone numbers, emails, and you just gave it to everybody so we could all communicate with each other. But I think that's really important for the leadership of membership to have that. If I do need to contact, let's say we're speaking of Jose, that I do have that available. So I thought maybe Kira or Kat could come up with a list of all the current members with the current numbers and current email and with the blessing of the staff that we can call them without feeling like we're, intruding.
Yeah, we do actually have a contact list that Kat holds and is really good about updating. She has that.
I can send that to both of you.
Yeah, if you could pass it over to me or even all the co-chairs, I mean, all the committee members, I think would be useful.
Yeah.
So all of membership committee?
What do you guys think? Should it just be membership for now or should it just be the leadership of membership or should it be everybody in the council altogether?
Well, it's kind of hard because here in Marin, because we have a smaller group, but we do give out to every member of the council phone numbers of other members. But if you feel like a start, Mark, that would be good for just co-chairs for other committees. That's a good start.
I do think that for membership committee co-chairs, that would be perfectly fine. I think if we go beyond the co-chairs into membership committee or into the full council, that's another question entirely. Right, that would be something that the steering committee itself should probably weigh in on. Yeah. I would say that many people might consider their phone numbers to be private information. And I would be hesitant to just simply share those. Of course, everyone does have access to email already via the monthly notices for both committee and full council. So there's no shying away from that fact that those are public emails in many ways. But phone numbers are a different matter. And I'd want the leadership of the full council to really weigh in on that before it goes beyond any kind of committee co-chairs. But as committee co-chairs, you are leaders, so I do feel like you can have that ability because it's within your charge to actually connect with members as membership committee co-chairs. The only thing that I would always be cautious of, and I don't think either of you would do this, is when you're connecting with someone over the phone or outside of the council, you can't ask them to vote a certain way on any kind of motion. That's the main. Right. That is the main thing you have to watch out for. You can't ask them to vote on motions involving money, like the recent resource allocation. Nor should you be asking folks to vote on things like we don't want to renew this person. You know what I mean? Just those are things that can't happen outside of meetings. But you, as a leadership, can certainly feel free to connect over attendance and other related issues.
Okay. Well said. Thank you.
Thank you, Lane.
All right. Any more discussions on sending out the notice for attendance reports? Okay, hearing none, you guys. What is next that we need? I don't see any descriptions of no discussions of interviews, letters. Let's see. What's our next one? Is
this the letters to be sent due to attendance requirements? So we do have one person under this, and that is Raina. Raina has received, has kind of gone through all of the steps at this point. Raina has received a letter of warning, a letter stating that she was on probation, and then it has now come to the point where now Raina is eligible for a dismissal due to unexcused absences and lack of communication. So we actually have not heard from Raina in quite a while, and so that has... That also plays a role in this.
Okay.
Now, we do go through, is it yearly or twice a year that we go through, we have to reapply in a way?
Oh, it's every 2 years. So next year everyone would be up for renewal.
So when will it be for Raina? When will that be up?
For Raina, it would be next year.
So we would have to, if we wanted to just passively have her decide whether or not she's going to fill out that application to renew another 2 years. That would be in a few months away, right?
Yeah.
So it would be better to take the action of dismissal before then.
Well, I think this, the reason she's on here is just because now that it's really up to the committee as a whole, this just states that she's now eligible if the committee wants to do that.
Yeah.
I'm okay for it.
Yeah.
Any questions about this? We have reached out to Raina quite a few times. Unfortunately, and most recently, we actually have just not been able to reach her, nor through phone calls or through email, unfortunately.
Okay. And you guys have, and you guys done your, you know, your best to do that. And I hear you guys on that. So I think we just, just move on with the dismissal.
Yeah.
I do also want to add that her email has been bouncing back for months. I've tried calling, tried emailing, texting, every method of communication, and unfortunately have not heard from her.
Which means that we're in the unfortunate position is if the committee does move and second, because this will have to be moved and seconded and voted on, in sending something that might not ever reach her. So it's awkward. That means that Raina may perhaps show up in a meeting, and it'll be on council staff, me, to let her know. That, but yeah, that's the process. So if folks are feeling that, yes, she did go through the entire process of letter of warning, probation, and now is eligible for automatic removal due to non-attendance and non-communication. Hello. Sorry. Then you'd have to, someone would have to make a motion, someone would have to second, let's do a confirmation by everyone. By consensus.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah.
I will second the motion.
Okay.
Any opposed? Okay. Seeing none opposed, we will send the email of removal. As Kat has mentioned, it's a good chance that it'll just bounce back, but that will be official on our end, very least. And of course, if, like I mentioned, I'm happy to have that, not happy, but I will have that conversation if need be.
Okay. Thanks,
Mary. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye and go back to my vacation. Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Bye, bye everyone.
For you showing up, but enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
All right.
See you later. Yeah.
Bye. Okay. So, if that being already done, do we needed to take a vote on that? Is that what Mark said?
That was the vote.
So do we need to just take a hand vote or name vote? Roll call.
No,
vote.
A consensus was fine since there were no opposed.
Okay, great. So we did do that. Okay.
We gave all the considerations, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So on next in our agenda is the demographic information updates.
Yeah, so I can take the demographic report. This should look familiar as our numbers haven't actually changed. We haven't lost and we actually haven't gained any members either. So this is exactly the same as it was last month. So we are at a total number of 29 in membership. And I'll go ahead and share the Aries version and let me know if you have any comments about this. So down here you can see our total membership is
29. Well, I just want to put out there again, y'all, that having to be in an area that I was in San Francisco and just, you know, hearing other people, and I didn't want to butt into these guys' conversation, but they were talking about some of the services that we provide. So I was just like, okay, can I just interrupt you guys? And having to do that, I wound up meeting two great people. And after just talking one-on-one with each other and doing that, I just saw the energy of them both, making sure that they were sending me their phone numbers through my phone and vice versa, sending me a lot of information about what they do, the volunteers, activists, all that, that fun stuff. And so I just know that if we just get ourselves out there and just mingle, especially with consumers, you'd be surprised who you find and run into. So yeah. I was really fortunate to do that with these two and just went out and met them. When I'm at the Castro, you guys, when I go out with my brother for his haircut, I'll sit at the Starbucks at Castro, or I'll sit at one of the other cafes, and I just listen. And I sometimes hear other people just, and I'm not a person that just goes and listens to everybody's conversations, but when I do hear something that caught my attention and out of respect and all that, you know, I will, you know, be happy to say it in a nice way, you know, I'm sorry, you know, but I'm a people person, so I like to go out there and mingle. So it was just easy for me to say, hey, I need to talk to these two guys. And I just think that if we just put ourselves out there, even when we're just out there having coffee at a Starbucks or whatever, you know, you hear people, you see people, you know, hey, strike up a nice conversation, let them know who you are. So they won't think they're talking to some crazy lady or crazy guy. But it was really nice to actually go out there and mingle. So I just wanted to throw that out to let you guys know that, you know, doesn't have to be somebody that's in the service area, but if you just see somebody, because we do need those consumers to start coming back into this full council. So it'd be great to get a little bit more attention with that.
Yeah, Elaine, you bring up a really good point. We are always looking for consumers of services. I think not only do they clearly help our demographic report and our demographics of the council, but they also bring a very unique perspective to the council meetings themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we do receive new members through word of mouth from council members.
Wow. And it's really good because, you know, right now during this time and, you know, I mean, I call him Carrot Top in being in the White House. You know, it's like we need to be more supportive of for all of our services, regardless if you're a provider or not. You know, we just have to make the services secure. And that means we have to put on our, as my boyfriend would like to say, my Wonder Woman tights on, protect it. Yeah, I'm going to try to keep these services alive, make sure this council's still alive, that it's needed. And just go out there and start advocating, even if that means bringing people into council and, you know, consumers or non, hey, let's do it. Let's work on it. So that was really nice to have that yesterday. I felt good after.
Yeah.
All right, TJ, I do see that you have your hand up.
Thank you, Kara. I have a question for you, Kara, but I want to just dovetail on Elaine's thing. Is this maybe a time we want to discuss about spending a little money into passive advertisement by like getting t-shirts for all the council members to wear? Because I know being in student leadership over the last 3 years at two different schools, every time I had a shirt on for student government, somebody would come up and ask me and talk to me about something. And and like the Starbucks thing, I still wear my leadership jacket from City College in there. And I always get somebody in the Castro in Starbucks asking me, hey, do you know how to do this? Do you know how to do that? And since I'm helping student leadership in an unofficial capacity there now, I still know what to say. So, I mean, I think maybe getting t-shirts, it's a small investment but it's passive and active in what you do. Because I have t-shirts every agency I've ever worked at. I wear them, come up and ask me questions about the agency or the program. And I'm fine with that. I'm happy about that. I think it's easy that way.
No, I thank you, TJ, for saying that, because when I was talking to the guys yesterday, they're like, do you have your business card? And I'm like, unfortunately, no, I don't. And you can hear the little gasp in them. And it's like, I need to talk to Mark and all you girls there, too. I think it would be also best. And now if we can try to get a hold of making our cards for the council. And I do like that idea of maybe having some kind of logo t-shirt, advertisement t-shirts, so that people could actually, you know, look at it and say, hey, there is one. So it's like, yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
And if we get business cards again.
Yes. So we do offer council members business cards. You just have to let us know so that we can go ahead and make them, because they do take some time. However, I think specifically for even members of this committee, that is something that is really beneficial to have. So I will go ahead and note that Elaine has requested business cards, and we can get those to you, Elaine.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. As far as what you mentioned, TJ, I know it has. This is the first time that that idea has been brought up around making T-shirts or having some kind of advertisement, whether that's in the form of T-shirts or like a banner. And I think the issue has been in the past is funding. Where do we get the funds to actually pay for these things? And so I would have to talk with Mark a little bit about this because he's more up to date on what that would look like. But I think that has always been kind of the obstacle is we don't necessarily have the budget for that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I understand. I've been part of those budget things with Mark in the past. And I think that there might be a little leeway somewhere. There's always funds that get not used by the contract itself that then end up getting allocated at the end of the year in a different way. So
yeah. It's really not
that much money to get these done. You know, we're talking a couple hundred dollars. That's it.
Yeah. I have my upstairs neighbor is in the tech business, and he's like kind of a person that does business with other businesses that want to get their business off the ground. And he had mentioned that one of his buddies owns a T-shirt kind of printing thing. So maybe I'll headbutt with him and see if I can try to get him to give us a really good deal, or maybe do it because we're a nonprofit organization. So maybe, you know, I can talk to him about doing something like that for us.
Right. I can actually put this on the agenda for next month so we can come and like circle back to it. And so I make sure to run this by Mark and bring some answers back.
Okay. Sounds good. You can do that.
All right. And that's all I have for the demographic report.
Okay. All right. And TJ, thank you for that. I'm going to try to see if I could really twist Mark's arm to see if we can try to get something going on that too, because I like that idea. And the business cards.
Yeah, can I get business cards as well, please, Kara? Because I'm trying to recruit at San Francisco State, and some people do still ask for business cards.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. That was incredible. Both those guys just went, oh, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to hear that. But yeah, it would be important, especially for anybody here in this committee, too. If they want business cards, you guys can go out. I really encourage this committee here as well, so that is our title roles here as membership. So, Ron, Manuel, anybody else?
I don't think I'll be needing them right now.
I have my city business card. I mean, on that note, I would really like to see like a little placard, like a little quarter sheet, or I wanted to ask Kira if we have flyers that have been made, like on recruitment, because as I mentioned, I oversee all the HIV housing or most of it all in San Francisco, and I can email that out to all and everyone's HIV positive. So, you know, but I don't know if we've updated it or if we have, like I said, like a quarter sheet or a half sheet that we can just give out.
Yes, we do. We do have flyers that we're currently using for recruitment. And then I think TJ is holding one up. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I think that's our updated one, correct? Yeah.
I just got it. Yeah. Okay. I did have a comment about it, though. It's pretty light. I have a comment about it. It's pretty light. Like, I was just passing all the flyers on campus the other day, and like, this one just blends in. So like, I'm wondering if it's possible to change the volunteers needed or something into red. So something draws the eye.
Like a pop of color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We can make another version of it.
Yeah. Or make the logo a little bit larger. So people go, oh, wait, what's that? You know, cause the logo almost disappears under
TJ, let me see the one you have, because I think Kat, Kira, you guys gave me one that was pretty bright. Let me see if I can find mine.
Do y'all mind sending me, I guess, the most updated or most recent flyer? Okay, thank you.
Yeah. We used to use this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one I'm using still.
Yeah. And then we worked on a more updated one, and it's just a different version of this one. But it's still, this one is still up to date in terms of contact information and anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that one's a little colorful. I like that one.
I was wondering if you could make those flyers into the size of business cards.
Oh.
That would be really hard to read.
I know. I was like, I don't know. Maybe. I think the only issue, like, we could try to make them into even like mini flyers. But the only issue is that there is kind of a lot of information on them that I assume it would be hard to read because the letters would be so small.
Right, yeah.
So they would have to be less colorful and less eye-catchy. So I don't know. And then I think that would kind of defeat the purpose of making them so small, you know?
Yeah.
Can I just say it doesn't have a QR code on it? So, like, trying to recruit at state, people are just going to take a copy of a QR code.
Yeah. That's a good point, CJ, because I notice that a lot of kids when I go to it, when I walk through the Marin College here, everybody has their phone. So, of course, they're going to take pictures of the, you know, the flyers, because if it has the, what do you call it, the GARQ's logo on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably they, because they love using their phone, so they're going to go ahead and just click on it. That's a great idea.
PJ, are you finding that people want the QR codes? We had made the decision to omit it because we assumed people didn't use them.
Well, I was also looking at the bulletin board when I was there, and like every flyer has a QR code on it. So it just, it's like one less thing. And that may be a university or public health school thing. I'm not sure, but, and I was looking even at the psych department's research stuff, and everything has a QR code on it.
Mm-hmm. It might be worth it to take and then look at it, Kat.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's a nice flyer. Don't get me wrong. I just think like a little pop of color to draw the eye.
What color?
Red.
I would enlarge.
I was trying to keep it like visually pleasing. Red seems like it would be a little aggressive with the purple.
Well, it actually prints out like navy blue or almost.
It is navy blue.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, if I was going to, all right, so I like the flyer overall. I think it's really great. I think it just needs a QR code. I would move the logo up and maybe move the volunteer statement down there below and make that like red or something that's like the yellow and the blue are kind of nice muted colors. You know what I'm saying?
I'll come up with some drafts and maybe we can look at them next month.
Yeah. Okay. And I was going to mention that the actual logo, we can't, not that we can't, but we don't change the colors of it.
No, I'm not saying
because
that.
Because, okay.
I'm just like, because, large logo, because the volunteers needed are huge. Oh, but, you know, it's a little small, I think. Because somebody might be looking for HIV stuff and they might just glance over it. Like, oh, that person's just looking for volunteers. I'm not even going to look at that flyer.
That's okay. The agenda for next month, so that way we can go over it and we can come back with some updated flyers as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say we could maybe find different kind of wording that would make it more clear what we are. And like TJ says, it's not just another HIV kind of thing looking for volunteers. No, we don't want that. We wanted to make sure that it stands out as Care Council, you know, how you guys put it out there so they can be interested in that. That'd be great.
And then, Manuel, we will email you the flyers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, you guys. I think this meeting went very well, and I think we're doing pretty good. If there's nothing...
Oh, wait, I do. I want to go back to the demographics report.
Sure.
Can you show the first page again?
Yes.
Thanks.
This one are the, this is the Aries.
Okay. And maybe it was the second page. Do you mind showing the second page?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I reached out to my professors on campus, and so why does it say 2019 EPI report demographics up there?
Because that's the most recent EPI demographic data that we've received.
Okay. Really? 6 years ago?
Yeah. From time to time, I do work. I think let me pull up the other one. Because I did most recently work on updating the data for this one. So this one is from 2023. So I can work on updating the data from the EPI because that one is out of date, actually.
Okay. Sorry to give you something.
No, no, that's something we do every couple of years. So it's good to have updated data to compare our council demographics to.
Yeah. Okay. And so I just want to say, yeah, I'm speaking at two epidemiology classes to see if we can find some students between 18 and 24 to apply to the council, and two policy classes at state. So
that would be great, TJ. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody here. If we could get students for, you know, for extra credit and something like that, they can get with their professors or universities, whatever they go to. That would be awesome if we could get that. That would be great. I will buy you a big prime rib dinner.
I will hold you to that.
Hold me for it. I'll do it. That would be wonderful, TJ. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, everybody. So if we don't have, we have next meeting date in the agenda item. Oh. And then our next meeting will be at... I can't read the writing on my thing. I mean, what's the next date for our next meeting? Anyone?
Let me pull that up for you really quickly.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
The next meeting will be Thursday, October 9th.
Okay, great. From 3 to 4. All right. So if anything doesn't have anything that I'd like to put on the parking lot or anything for next month's agenda, I say this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Thanks, everybody. All right. Go out there and recruit.
Bye. Thank you.